on here with our Kim 10 speakers. Today, you're going to hear from another wonderful woman who has gone through the Radiant Speaker Academy and on to the certification to become a Kim 10 speaker. Stay tuned. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. I have another wonderful Kingdom Woman Entrepreneur for you today to introduce you to today. And she is one of the Kim 10 certified speakers that just went through the training. You're going to hear all about her. But before we get into that, I just want to say welcome, Lacey Nelson.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today. It's such an honor to be able to do this with you.
I'm excited, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. So for those of you who don't know Lacey, Lacey is an Army wife of 12 years, an entrepreneur, and a homeschool mama to 5 girls. So she's got a busy life, right? She's got a lot going on, so I value your time. She has successfully run an in-home business for over a decade and is breaking into the marketplace ministry space. She's passionate about helping women find their identity outside of all the roles that come with marriage and motherhood. She believes that a vital part of marriage and motherhood is not neglecting your needs, which includes not losing yourself in the daily tasks of life. That is so true. Wow, what a profound focus. And I'm sure that comes from probably some personal experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Lacey, anything else you want to share with us before we jump into the conversation about your getting into the speaker training, anything else about what you do and how you show up in the world and how you became so passionate about that?
Yeah. So it really hit me hard when I went through my own journey of losing myself in motherhood. And when I started to realize that there wasn't a shine in my eyes anymore, and my girls started to notice it too, it really hit me, and it really made me think that something needs to change. And I want better for my girls. And if I want better for my girls, then I need to be better and show them better so that they know what to expect themselves when they grow up. So,
wow, what a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift that is. It is so easy to do that because we're just giving people, right? Women, we love to give and we love to pour out, and we forget that we need that too. And I know that you have come into the community of the Girl Power Alliance, and it's such a rich community to be able to pour into each of us in that way. And that's how we met. We met through this wonderful community. I would love it if you would share about what was it that prompted you to take the speaker training, the Speaker Academy, the Radiant Speaker Academy. What was going on in you maybe feeling like you needed to speak, or feel like you were struggling in that, or were you feeling the calling to speak? What prompted you to take that?
I think there was lots of little pieces that kind of put together. I think it was part of feeling like God was calling me into it. But also, again, going back to being that role model for my children. Mm-hmm. As a child, I was always very outspoken and very loud. And just through my childhood and growing up and things that I'd been through, I realized that I'd lost that voice. And I lost just the passion to speak. And so when the opportunity came through the Radiant Speaker Academy, and just where I felt like God was calling me and leading me to, I knew that it was something that I just had to take advantage of and go for it, all in, scared, terrified.
I love that about you. You just jump in. And I remember being on the trainings too. You had some great questions. As you're like such a great student. I'm like, wow, she's just like putting it all in there and just applying it. And not only did you go through the training, you then decide you want to go on to the certification part as well. Mm-hmm. And what was that like for you now going to the in-person where you had to show up? So we're going to talk about both days and then after that. But the first day was a dry run. You had to give your talk on stage and then get feedback, real-time feedback. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what was going on in you during that experience.
I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. So I had taken the first round of Radiant Speaker, and then I also took the second round. And so I had quite a long time to prepare for it, but I actually didn't finalize my whole message until the Sunday before we left. And I left on Monday to get down to California. And so I just remember showing up and just thinking, okay, God, you've helped me craft this together and put this together. and I'm just going to be obedient and I'm just going to show up and I'm going to lean on you for your strength and your courage through this, because I definitely could not do it on my own. And so taking the stage that first day was terrifying, but also there was so much freedom in doing it that I was no longer held back by that silence.
Wow.
And just breaking through that. And I found my voice again through that. And what I thought was a message for others ended up being a message that I needed to hear as well.
Wow. Well, tell me a bit about that.
So the whole concept of my Kim 10 message was a vision or a dream that God had given me. And it was a woman standing or kneeling in a dark room. And as I watched her, she had labels all over her, just obnoxious, too loud, mother, daughter, just covered in labels. And by the end of the dream or the vision that God had given me, she was kneeling before this man, which was God. And he said, take the labels off, lay them at my feet. You are a child of God. And I realized that I had been carrying all these labels and all these roles as a mom and all these things, an army wife. Often if you're an army wife, we do things alone a lot, and a lot of the weight falls on us. And so I've been carrying all of this. And what turned out to be the end of the week, I left all of that there in California.
Wow.
And so I found so much breakthrough just by saying it out loud, speaking it out loud, and sharing that with other women in hopes that they would also feel that same freedom and breakthrough.
Wow. Wow. That is so powerful. So what was it like for you to receive the feedback of your message? What was that experience like?
Normally it terrifies me. Just the idea of being criticized, but it wasn't like that at all. There was so much love coming from you and the other women there that it was empowering. Mm-hmm. And just to know that you were sharing your feedback just to help me have a stronger message and a stronger impact for other women. And so I welcomed it, and I was up on the stage and I was like, I need a pen. I need to write it all down. And so, it was great. It was beautiful.
Well, I love you. I mean, you were, and like most, all of the other women there, very coachable. You were there because you wanted to make it the very best, right? You want to take it to the next level. And so that was what's so powerful. It's so encouraging to hear that it felt like a safe place. It felt like it was coming from a place of love, because that's truly what I felt there. I felt like the presence of God was so strong, and it was just an amazing experience. And so day one, and then we go to day two, where you go and you just got to go through it. You get your professional videotape. Did you feel a shift? Did you feel different? Did you feel something different going into that second day, or even speaking on that second day? What was that like for you?
You could tell that the other women that were there, just like, they completely stepped it up. Like, it was different people being on the stage. And so there's a little bit of that intimidation watching the other women going and thinking, oh man, am I going to do as good as they did? But I think just getting up there and just really having that mindset of like, this is my shot to make that impact. And really just, I remember praying before going in the room, and praying as I was standing in the back of the room, and just taking that breath and just being like, okay, God, this isn't about me. This is about the message that you've given me to share. And so I think just having that mindset really helped me just be like, if I fail, like if I look like a fool, it doesn't matter, because I've shared what God has put on my heart. And so, definitely a major shift that second day after hearing the feedback from all of the coaches.
Powerful message. You have a powerful message, Lacey, and how you expressed it on stage with the props and everything that you use. I don't want to give it away, because I want them to see your Kim 10 when it's out there in the world in video format. But I think it was so powerful the way that you did it and how you embodied that in a very real way, and brought it all into a 10-minute concise message. So I really am encouraged and excited to see where it's going to take you, because I know it's a powerful message that many need to hear. So I want you to know that. And I felt that there, even the people in the room felt the weight of that message. Mm-hmm. I think it really impacted and spoke to a lot of the women in the room.
Yeah. It's still teary-eyed thinking about it still, just knowing that a message that you hold so close to your heart also impacts so many other women and impacts them in such a way too.
Yeah. You know, I will share this story. I just, it came to my mind. I felt led to share it on this particular interview, but there was some guests in the room as well from some of the other speakers who had invited some people to see them on that second day. And there was a guy there who works a lot with, say, impoverished areas and things like that. So when he came to the hotel, of course, right up near the hotel, there were some homeless people. But coming into the hotel, it was a very opulent hotel, like very beautiful, very royal looking. And so he was struggling a bit, thinking, whoa, what are the, you know, why is this contrast? But then as he told me this later, and I wanted to share this because it just came to my mind right now, and maybe it's for you and for the people listening. He told me afterwards, he said, but it began to shift. God began to show me as I listened to the women speak, share their messages. Then I realized, wow, that's what it's all about. Some of these women have come from places like that, or, you know, that might be the contrast, but they are now testifying of the work of God in their life in this place. And so it was just like this beautiful contrast picture of what it could be in those two worlds. And that's what I felt even listening to everyone's story. It was just so glorifying to God of the work of God in our life. And I know that that was something that from listening to your story for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all the coaching and all the help that you guys offered for us. Cause like I said, it was not something that I would have jumped in to do on my own. So
well, you did it though. You stepped in. So what has been the biggest takeaway from you? Like, how has that impacted your life today that you did that, that you actually did that? Now on the other side of that?
That's a really good question. I think just standing in the face of your fears and knowing the freedom on the other side of it, that's definitely, that message was not something that that's hard to talk about, the things that I've been through. And so just speaking it out loud and the freedom of being able to share that. But I also think as a mom and as a wife, I don't expect anything less from my kids. So like if they say something to me, I expect them to say it with confidence. Wow. And I learned through this process that I was not showing that. And so I need to be a better role model for them in sharing, showing up more confidently.
Wow. Well, that's powerful. And you definitely are a beautiful role model for your children, Lacey. I just want to affirm you in that. So if there's someone listening today and they're on the fence about taking the speaker training, the Radiant Speaker Academy, and then the Kim Ten certification, what would you say to them?
Do it. Just do it. There's so much freedom in just laying it all out there on the line and really letting the Holy Spirit work through you by sharing that message and knowing the impact that it has on other women. Like, if I hadn't shared that message, it just makes me wonder how many people would be held back by the things that they're going through. And so I would say just do it. Do it afraid. Do it borrowing the confidence and the love from the coaches and the women and really the other women that are there doing it, because it's a sisterhood.
So true. That's so true. Such great advice. So if people wanted to follow you, Lacey, and get to know you more, where can they find you?
I'm on TikTok and on Facebook.
Under Lacey Nelson? Lacey Nelson.
Yep.
Okay. With an E, L-A-C-E-Y. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Lacey, so much for your time and sharing your story. And I can't wait to see your Kim Ten out there in the world in video format. So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening today and something resonated with you, to reach out to Lacey, follow her, and by all means, ask her about how you can get into this Kim Ten experience and find your voice. Thank you, everyone. Bye. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, hey, I want to take that course. I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. If you're interested in learning more about how to become a certified Kim 10 speaker and get a part of the movement to get on Kim 10 stages, or just to up-level your skills as a speaker, then I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this, and we'll send you information when the next round is open up. In the meantime, your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.